Well, this is our annual fall harvest of horticulture. We offer a half day of various garden-related topics. This year, we're going to be talking about fall gardening and preparing for next season. That's going to be Chris Enroth, the horticulture educator. Then we have some master gardeners who are very talented, and they're going to talk about canning, because this time of year, as we're taking in all our produce from our garden, what can we do with it? And third, we'll have Kevin Bennett from Trees Forever, and he's going to talk about all things trees, what to plant, where to plant, how to care for them, talking more about trees in the urban setting, you know, in our home landscapes. So that'll be our morning, and it starts at 9. We're done by noon. The doors open at 8:30. It's at the fire station there in Aledo, and the registration cost is $10 in advance or $12 at the door. They would just have to visit our website. Just Google University of Illinois Extension, Mercer County, and they'll find all the information on our website.
And then a perfect segue, later that day, still at the fire station, you're looking for some people to help involved, help inventory trees in the area, and there's some other partners that are involved kind of in this program in terms of this inventory. So what is going on there?
Okay, this is really, this came about as in response to the oak wilt issue that Aledo faced this past year with losing all of their oak trees out at the country club. So we're trying to get a better handle on what is the makeup of the trees in Aledo. Is there enough diversity? You know, what we do is we go in and we want to know, okay, how many oaks, how many maples, how many this, how many that? Because that gives us an idea of our urban canopy. And then as trees need to be replaced, okay, let's say we have, you know, way too many maple trees. Well, then let's not replace them with a maple tree, because if some problem, disease, insect comes in, affecting maples, we don't have that devastation that we saw with the oak wilt, because you have a greater diversity. So the gentleman from Trees Forever, Kevin Bennett, at 1 o'clock will offer a training. And what we're going to be looking for are people that will, once trained, be assigned maybe a park or the courthouse or part of the cemetery, and go out and inventory. And really, it's not as complex as it sounds. We're looking for tree size, tree type, and then I believe it's a 1 to 5 scale for overall tree health assessment. That could be, this tree is under a power line and every, you know, 5 years they have to cut it back, it's under stress. This tree has a big gouge on the side of it. You know, how is that going to affect its health? This tree is absolutely perfect, and we need to keep it. Once we have all this information, the city will enter it into their computer GIS system, which is a system that does all of the infrastructure of Aledo, and it'll give us an idea of what is our urban canopy and how can we diversify it to avoid these catastrophic events in the future.